Hi, this is Sue Waters from Challenger TAFE, and I'm talking to Raj today about how he used his PDA. So Raj, can you start off by telling me what area you teach in?
The main area is maritime operations, to what a lot of us know as the deck side of the picture. Fundamentally, if you look at a ship, there are two main operational areas. You've got the deck and the engineering. The deck are the navigators, the ones who handle the cargo operations, the overall management of the ship, whereas the engineers, as you know, are the engineers. They basically ensure that the machinery is working so that the ship gets pushed along. That they are the two main areas. So I'm in the area that manages the ship overall and not the ones who actually maintain the machinery.
Okay, and maritime operations, we're talking about the big ships like the cargo ships and the bulk carriers.
That's right, absolutely. The college does handle right from Master 5s to a Master 1.
And a Master 5 is somebody that would work maybe on a fishing boat or a tugboat?
That's right, basically a coastal vessel, a small coastal vessel that you'll typically see around the harbours if you wish to go to a little island, or if you wish to have a nice party on the river or something. Usually the person who handles that is someone up to the level of a Master 4.
Now, I know that you've had your PDA for your work now for about 8 months, is that correct?
That's true. I've had my PDA for approximately 6 odd months, yes. Yeah.
And so this is for your private use? In terms of your work use, can you tell us how it's benefited you?
Basically, we had an idea, and that was to see how we could use it for the purposes of getting the students to record the results directly onto the PDA instead of a piece of paper, which then has to be either stored away or entered into a computer. But it so happens that I have found other uses for it. And I have been using it mainly as a database. I've been using it as an equivalent of having about 10 books in my bag that I cart around the place. For example, the other day one of the students asked me a question relating to pollution law, and all I had to do was pull my PDA out and show him the exact acts that apply to the pollution law. The exact names with what are the requirements, etc. So if you look at my PDA, most of my legal stuff is fed into it, something the equivalent of about 1.5 to 2,000 odd pages worth of legal information is all fed into it, which I can readily access.
And what program is it stored in on your PDA?
Mainly as a PDF file. Most of them, in fact, they're either PDF files or Word files.
And I noticed when you've demonstrated before, you've used the search function quite well with the PDF files.
Yes.
To find your information.
That's right. We do use the search function. In the sense I've been using search function. The only issue, of course, really is the speed, which I miss because my laptop is a lot faster, and it's very quick to get onto. So, yes, that's the thing. But otherwise, it's really good.
It's certainly handy if you're walking around and somebody stops you and asks you a question. You've got that portability that you haven't got with your
laptop. Absolutely. This was in the middle of nowhere. Students have the habit of stopping you almost anywhere. And that's because they are in for their final examination, their orals or via OC exam. And they're quite nervous about things. And they just stop you anywhere and ask you questions. And the fact is, if you're teaching law, not everything is off the top of your head. You have the course information, but if they actually ask you for which are the five different acts that apply to pollution compensation, well, the fact is that acts themselves have such wonderfully tongue-twisting names to them. So all you do is you just pull the PDA out and tap it, and there you are.
And you can explain it to them. You've also recently trialled PDA in a classroom with students where all the other students had their own computers that they bought, but this one student didn't. So I know you tried it with that student. How did he find it?
Absolutely. That was the reason why we gave it to him, is he didn't have a laptop. He found it useful, however, he really could not use it in the classroom scenario. And again, his biggest issue was the speed. Speed and screen size, but he did mention speed being a big issue. Because again, what we did, as you know, Sue, you're the one who helped me, is basically we uploaded all the legal stuff onto an SD card and gave it to him. The issue here is that he found it pretty slow going. So whereas his colleagues would just tap in and follow my lecture, he had problems with it because it was, in his case, the issue was it was not just PDF files. He had PDF Word as well as my PowerPoint presentations. Mm-hmm. Like the rest of the students have my PowerPoint presentations, he had them. The PowerPoint presentations actually were good. They weren't as clumsy as the PDF because, as you know, with PowerPoint presentation, you keep the PowerPoint up for some time so you can follow it. So as what he said is that as far as the PowerPoint is concerned, it's good. You can follow it on the screen because it's on there. The only big problem he had with PowerPoint is whereas the rest of the students in the class, when I'm talking, they actually write notes. You know, in the PowerPoint, you can, as an instructor, write notes. So they actually use that facility. So instead of taking notes on a piece of paper, as the PowerPoint is up, they're constantly typing what I'm saying, you know, their own short notes, which he could not do over here. So, again, that is one of the handicaps, and I suppose it requires a bit of research to see how that could be.
Well, but now Pocket Conduit Slides has brought out their latest version, which is the better version to run. It's like it converts PowerPoint into their slide, and that version you can write notes on the slides. So that's a possibility to look at.
Yeah, that's excellent because that's very fun. You see, there are two parts to it. One is, of course, the PDF and Word documents, which, like me, he found them to be very slow. So he quite gave up using that as a way of researching and referencing. But he found it quite useful with the PowerPoint. The only problem is, whereas the PowerPoint is on the screen, so he has the advantage of going over it on his own PDF as well as cross-checking and going back to the previous slide or having a quick look at the next slide before I go on to it. And very often what happens is when I'm talking through with a PowerPoint, I very often say, if you remember 10 slides earlier, this is what we had said, and they've got the ability to go. So he has the ability to do that, but the biggest issue here is, whereas the rest of his colleagues could simply keep typing the notes directly in,
he
did not have that ability of typing the notes directly
but
in.
But maybe if he had Pocket Conduit Slides, he
possibly
could.
Yes.
Possibly. So maybe
and
we just need to look at that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a case of learning from what we are seeing and adapting ourselves and changing what's happening.
So outside the classroom, was he using, because I know we lent him the PDA and he took it away with him. Outside the classroom, was he then able to use it for the PDF, or he just gave up because they were too slow?
He basically said that it reached a stage where it was a bit too slow. He said it was good if you wanted to get to a certain point quickly.
Yep.
Obviously, you just type a word in, a unique word in, like say for example, certificate of entry.
Mm-hmm.
You type the whole syntax in and say match exactly and it'll come up with that. So that's great that way. However, if unlike the others who literally were reading straight off the computer instead of looking at their paper notes, that's what he was unable to do. He was able to quickly come to, if you'd like to use that term, a solution to a doubt, but to read it from, in a way, woe to go, became quite hard. So it's a bit of horses for courses, you know.
So what about in terms of, like, these classes that you have where they bring their own computers, how many of them wouldn't have a computer to bring with them?
Well,
normally,
it's hard to say. With the last class, we had a class of, I think, 17, or I think around there, and only one did not have a computer.
And previous classes?
Well, previous classes, again, it was different. This was the one class which constantly had all the computers open. In fact, I would say one of the biggest issues now in class are finding the outlets, because they were bringing their own boards and all that and plugging them in, because they all had to share the outlets, and there aren't as many outlets in the class, something we should have thought of.
Okay, so Raj, if we look at it within your classroom situation with things like law, possibly because of the size of the files, the PDA isn't going to be the best way to go, and maybe we really do need to look at whether the college is willing to put some laptops into the library that students can borrow. I don't know how they'd feel about that, but it's an issue we can put forward.